Just one halakha in the laws of mikveh. Of course, we all familiar that for a mikveh that is kishira for a lady to dip in for hanida, it has to be 40 se'ah of water that was not drawn by human hands or by vessels, which means the piping is in the roof and the water comes straight down into the mikveh and is not drawn. So the question was asked, is it permissible to matir for a lady to dip in a swimming pool? Hakam Avayah clearly writes in Halichot Olam Chelek He in Da'an Daf Kuf Mim Gimal that it is clearly asur to dip in a swimming pool. The asur would be it's considered drawn water, mayim she'uvim. But the interesting question today he brings down that when Hakam Baruch Ben Chaim Alav Shalom was the chief rabbi in South Africa in the city of Salisbury, he sent a question to Hakam Avayah at the time. It seems they did not have a mikveh tahara in South Africa for the ladies. So Hakam Baruch wanted to know, can he matir the ladies to go in a swimming pool? Because otherwise, they're not going to go to mikveh at all. So maybe at least, since a swimming pool is only isur de rabbanan, it's only forbidden from the rabbis according to the halakha, so maybe we can waive the isur of the rabbis so they don't come to make a bigger isur. Because if they're going to be with their husbands, it's going to be kisur karet. So can you allow to waive a rabbinical isur to save from a big isur? Hakam Avayah sent back a very long teshuvah, and the thrust of the teshuvah is Has v'shalom. Today we cannot be matir any isur derabbanan, even in lieu that somebody might come to do a bigger isur. Especially, we have cases in halakha where people were threatening the rabbis that if you don't let me marry this person, I'm going to convert. The halakha says clearly, let them convert. It's not in our ability to now start taking the intimidations of the Sha'in to go start being lackadaisical in the halakha. Rav Moshe Feinstein, alav shalom, in his Igrot Moshe, also says this principle. It's a shoot Igrot Moshe, Helek Yore De'asiman Nun Bet. שבוודאי אין להתיר שום איסוד רבנן בשביל איום רשעים, because of the intimidation of the wicked, שאומרים שאם לא יתירו להם יעברו על איסורים חמורים דאורייתא. And that is the consensus of the Hakam. Furthermore, he says another logic. He says, if you're going to allow them to go in a swimming pool, it's not going to give them an incentive to ever build a mikveh tahara. I said, until we have a pool, and they're going to rely on this as their official mikveh. Therefore, the halakha, even in a place where there is no mikveh tahara, it is impossible for a rabbi of the town to allow any lady to dip in a swimming pool. In that case over there, the advice would be to go to a kasher mikveh or to have one immediately constructed.